Hi, this is Moya Brennan, and you're listening to One World Music Radio.
Welcome to the Christmas episode of Musings with my special guest, Moya Brennan. I'm sure you've recognized the theme from Harry's Game from the Irish family band Clannad. The unique sound which they introduced in the early 70s surprised the world, as nothing of the likes had ever been heard before. Clannad are widely regarded as the band that have brought Irish music and the Irish language to a worldwide audience. Moya Brennan was at the forefront of the group's success, and her voice became synonymous with Celtic and Irish music at the time. She recorded 17 albums with Clannad and won a Grammy and many other prestigious awards. Moya's solo career started back in 1992 with the release of her first solo album called Mora. Besides creating her own music, she has also written and co-written music to a number of films and has collaborated with many notable composers and musicians. In total, she recorded 25 albums and has sold over 20 million records. In recent years, Moya's been touring with her band, which also includes harpist and television presenter Cormac DeBarra, and her children Paul and Aisling Jarvis. When I learned that the Moya Brennan Band was bringing their Christmas show to the Netherlands, I jumped to the occasion to check if Moya was available for an interview. And indeed she was. We agreed to meet before the concert at St. Catherine's Church in Eindhoven on the evening of December 14th. It was slowly getting dark outside as my husband and I were setting up our recording gear in a meeting room adjacent to the church. Moya would arrive any minute. I felt myself sizzling with anticipation of meeting this great lady who enthralled millions with her exceptional voice and musical talent. And then she walked into the room, smiling with her soft Irish features that I had seen so many times in the music magazines. Here's the interview. Moya Brennan, it's an absolute honor for me to be sitting here across from the First Lady of Celtic Music.
Well, it's lovely to be here. Thank you, Erica.
You must be wearing this title with a lot of pride.
It was sort of, I don't know, I suppose it came about, this title, because if you go back to the early 1970s, mm-hmm. I was the first woman really to travel. You know, there were a lot of male bands like the Dubliners and the Chieftains, yes. And everything, but no girls. And I, with Clannad, was the first to travel outside Ireland and England, sort of. There was a big folk scene in Ireland and England, but across the water to mainland Europe, mm-hmm. and that, I was the first to come here. And I suppose I got that title as well with Clannad being regarded as a Celtic, the yes. Celtic sound. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of variations. There's a lot of different types of Irish music,
yes.
You know, there's the jigs and the reels, mm-hmm. and, you know, like the Chieftainers, and there's the ballads like the Dubliners. And I suppose we created what's known as the Celtic sound because of our voices and the harmonies and the closeness of our family. Yes. The harmonies really became that sound. Yes. And so, yeah, I wear it with pride.
Yes. Well, how did that sound come about?
I'd say a lot of the sound has to do with where we come from. Mm-hmm. It's Donegal, which is northwest of Ireland. Yes. And it's very earthy. It's a very earthy place. Mm-hmm. It's very beautiful, ruggedness. It's got everything, you know, whether the beaches and the mountains and the glens and everything. But it's, as I said before, it's very ethereal and earthy.
Yes.
And I suppose with the Gaelic language as well, mm-hmm. it gives it a sense of that kind of ethereal, mystical kind of feel. Because when we started to sing Gaelic in the 70s, in the late 60s, early 70s, not many people were singing in Gaelic. There was only one other band singing in Gaelic. Yeah. It wasn't a very popular thing to do. And it was regarded as a poor man's language.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was because there was only down the west coast of Ireland, little pockets of it.
Yes.
And people from my hometown, if I met them in the cities and that, they would say, don't talk to me in Irish, because they were embarrassed. Yeah. Yeah. And so, but we grew up, my grandparents, who were our teachers in school, very much used to include, you know, drama and poetry and music. Mm-hmm. And my mother was my music teacher, and my father was a singer for all his life and his family before that. But particularly for my mother, it was the Gaelic, and my grandparents, it was the Gaelic songs. Yes. And we realized the beauty of these melodies. Mm-hmm. And the words as well. There's something very ethereal about the words. So with that, I suppose, because, you know, when Clannad started, we didn't start to sort of say, oh, let's create a new sound, let's create, you know. It wasn't done on purpose. So it evolved from us. We weren't writing songs, so all our energy went into arranging
yes.
the songs mm-hmm. around what we were singing about.
Okay.
And we felt creating the songs were very much to do with, you know, what they meant and where mm. they came from and everything. And, you know, being honest, when the theme from Harry's Game happened,
yes.
Which was the first real Gaelic song that we wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It was before this, we collected a lot of songs from old people, from people around us in Donegal. But this was the first time that we were asked to write something. And so from, you know, we had, if you can imagine a tree, we had created such a root because of the collecting the old songs, listening to the stories mm-hmm. from the older generation. We created such a root that it just kind of, you know, all the different branches then were what we added to it.
Yes.
And when I remember going into London to England and doing Top of the Pops,
mm-hmm.
which is like the top, you know, popular
yes,
show,
and,
you know,
yeah.
and it was very unusual for us to be doing this. And when somebody said, you know, oh, wow, you have an amazing sound, we kind of had to step back ourselves because we were so used to our sound.
Yes.
We didn't realize that we had created mm-hmm. and developed this new sound.
Mm-hmm.
So
which
it was very natural
harmony,
then.
By the way, you mm. use a lot of harmony.
Yes, my brothers particularly love we always loved harmony. We always listened to, you know, we were influenced by people like the Beach Boys and
yeah.
the Mamas and the Papas and of course the Beatles and that. But Kieran also was influenced by jazz music.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a fusion of all this brought in to the Gaelic songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then because, you know, they're my brothers and my uncles and everything, the kind of the sound, you know, we were so used to singing together, it evolved. It was easy to harmonize, and the sound, you know, because it was from the one family, it kind of it created that sound. Yes.
Do you think you initiated the love of Celtic music around the world?
I would definitely say, because it didn't exist. This sound did not exist before Clannad. Yeah.
Yes. So you were pioneers, weren't you?
But yeah, but we didn't know we were, you know, for quite a long time. But it's nice. It's nice to think that we were the first to develop this, what is known as Celtic sound.
Yes. Well, you've always had your family by your side, your father, your uncle, your siblings, now your children and your husband. That must feel very comfortable. I mean, when you create music and on tour even.
Well, when I think of all those years when I was away, you know, away with Clannad and New Zealand and Japan and America and missing school events and sometimes birthdays and, you know, all those kind of things. And here I am now with sort of being very blessed with with Aisling and Paul playing with me on stage now.
When was this decided, and or did they grow?
It just kind of happened as well.
Happened.
It's, you know, the kind of lifestyle that I grew up with, it's very, it's not forceful. It's not kind of, you sit at a table and says, you do this, you do that. It just kind of evolves.
Okay, it's very organic. Yeah.
It's very organic, it is. And I think that's always been the case within our, you know, my family with my mum and dad and everything. I made sure that when they were growing up, that they learned lots of instruments, particularly with the piano. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to parents and they say, oh, you know, my young girl, she was playing the piano for a bit, but then she found it very difficult and she didn't like to practice and everything. And I said, okay, do you make your children do homework? And they said, yeah. Well, it's like homework. Yeah. And I said, how many people do you meet on a daily basis saying, oh, I wish my parents made me practice?
Yes.
You know?
True.
And so it was one of the only things. I used to give them treats to practice.
Oh, really?
But it worked. You know, now they thank me. But they play a lot of instruments, and I made sure that they were always open to music. I didn't want them to be professional musicians, but it's in their blood that they love music.
Yes.
And Paul did a degree in product design, but when he finished his degree, he turned around to me and he says, Mom, you don't mind if I do a bit of music? I said, no. It did me no harm. So, yeah, so it's a real blessing to have them on stage now. They're very talented. They're very musical. They're lovely singers and, you know, it's great.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah,
Moya.
It is great.
Yeah. Moya, you released Canvas last year.
Yes.
It's your ninth solo album. It's a beautiful work that should be present in every music lover's collection.
Thank you.
I can't help noticing a tinge of nostalgia.
Yes, it's a very personal album. Mm-hmm. I kind of put a lot of myself in this album. It was an album that came out of, in 2016, my father passed away.
Oh.
And he had a huge influence in our lives. Mm-hmm. He was a music man. He opened a pub 50 years ago. And this is the stage that Clannad started to perform on. Mm-hmm. So it was very, very important to us. But he would get up and sing every night, more than five people in the tavern, and he would be up singing. But it was always full, like especially in the summertime and everything. And he was a man of so many songs, and he was great. And so, you know, he had a great life. He had a long life. He lived until he was 90. But, it, you know, I mean, it's your father, and, you know, it's always difficult to let somebody go. And in the same summer, not long after that, one of the members of Clannad passed away. Mm-hmm. Padraig. And it's funny because when people say, you know, I was sorry to hear about your uncle, he was more of a brother because he was the youngest of my mother's family. Oh, he was only a couple of years older than me. And I felt very sad about Páirc, because he was much younger. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of that, you know, that summer and everything, Aisling and Paul, my kids, sort of said, Mom, you haven't made your, you know, a solo album in a long time, and your own one. And he says, come into the studio. I have a studio in the house. And he says, come on, we'll help you write. Mm-hmm. And they ended up writing 9 of the 11 songs. That sort of autumn, well, winter, was more winter time, October, November. Then I was away in December, and we finished in January. So it was quite quick turnaround. But it was such a healing, joyful, full of fun, full of love. It was a great time of my life. And I just let things come out of me that were in there, my own life, about my father, the song River of Songs, Páirc then, Nuair a Bhí Mo Dheag, which is When We Were Young, is a song dedicated to Páirc. But it just, I didn't go out of my way to kind of, oh, I'll do this song, I'll do a song for that. I like just things to evolve organically as well in the studio.
Really came from the heart.
It really did. And I'm very, very proud of this album. Yes, really proud. And particularly because Aisling and Paul, engineered and co-producer with me, wrote a lot, as did Tim, wrote one with me as well. And it's I'm very, very thrilled. Yes. Very, very thrilled with it.
Yes. And canvas refers to the paintings you made.
Yeah. Well, it's a canvas of my life.
Yes.
So it's a picture of my life in through the songs, and it was something I started to do. I used to paint when I was much, much younger, and it was at the end of that summer, when I was a little bit lost, I started to paint, and it's such a wonderful thing to do.
It's therapeutic, isn't it?
Oh, it's so therapeutic, and I do more of it now. I have my canvas and my paints with me on tour. And so I ended up doing all the artwork on the album.
Lovely.
Which again just happened naturally.
Yes, beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, after all these decades and all the changes also in the music industry, what have remained the constants that drive you to keep creating?
Oh, the love of it. I do. I mean, look at me here. I'm here in Eindhoven, in this amazing church, bringing my Christmas show, and there'll be lots of other, you know, there's parts of Canvas, other songs, Clannad songs, and Christmas songs. And it's just, I'm very happy when I'm on stage.
Yes.
I'm happy when I'm in the studio. And as I've grown older, I love playing live more, and I love writing more. It's really funny.
Does it come easier the older you get?
I wouldn't say it's easier. Although when I think of it, yes, there's a certain amount of easiness to it. You know, you have to make a decision whether you want to make an album and that, and you have to make a decision when you want to tour. But it makes me very happy when I do both. And, you know, and I like coming out and meeting the people afterwards and all that. It's just part of something that makes me very happy. And I love being on stage, and I love being on stage with the people that are on stage with me. Cormac, who's an incredible harp player. I mean, absolutely. And Leah, who's a friend of my daughter's. She went to school with her.
Yes.
She's a beautiful fiddle player and singer. Mm-hmm. And then on stage with my kids, who could wish for more?
That's
really
come true, really.
It is, really.
Well, and with all the travels you've made with Clannad and as a solo artist, I'm sure there is at least one funny or memorable anecdote you can share with us.
There's always lots, and you know, and sometimes I do forget some of the things, but I, you know, Oh, offhand, I'm not sure. I just always remember that when people ask me what's the most memorable thing, we have a lot of accolades, Grammys and BAFTA and Ivor Novello Awards and different kinds of achievements. Mm-hmm. But in 1970, when we entered a small folk competition mm-hmm. in Donegal, I will never forget it because we weren't expecting to win. You know, we were a young band. We were so young and we were just singing Gaelic songs and who wanted to listen to it? And to achieve, to win that, and the prize was to make an album. And it took us 3 years we didn't even know how to go about doing something like that. But it was an incredible, I remember holding my mom's hand and a friend of hers up in the balcony when they were announcing the winner, and I was still up there when the boys were down on the stage. I'm going, what, you know. I couldn't believe it, you know. But we've had some fantastic time. Being a family, of course.
Yes.
We're very close. Mm-hmm. I'm the eldest of nine. I have four brothers and four sisters. And so you're always grounded when you go home. There's no way that they will allow you to be anything else except yourself. And that's great. And my parents were great about that. But I'm just trying to think offhand. I remember playing in a castle once. And I'm trying to think where it was. I think it might have been in France somewhere. And we were up in the top floor. And sort of halfway through the show, I needed to go to the loo. and I looked over at Kieran and I said, you know, thinking there would be one handy. And of course there wasn't. So I got off the stage. They started to play the song, Chéire Wallaroo. I went down two flights of stairs, along a courtyard, the other side, whatever. Eventually I got to it. By the time I came back up, they were still playing the beginning of the song. And sort of,
they were waiting for you.
Well, yeah, of course. But there was lots of, you know, fun things like that. There's always fun moments, and we always got on, so that was really special.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But you know, you can end up playing in peculiar places, you know.
Yes.
I've played for three people in an audience, and I've played for 10,000 people.
Yes.
And, you know, it's been an amazing and magical, career.
Yes.
But the fact that I'm still doing it and getting away with it is great.
Yes. You mentioned the word Grammy. I mean, there are a lot of artists out there eager to win a Grammy. What's life like after a Grammy win?
Well, you can always say you won a Grammy. That's good. I mean, we were nominated three times, and mm-hmm. we won the third time. That's what clowned.
Mm-hmm.
But as a solo artist, I've been nominated also three times, mm-hmm. which is great. Not achieving it, but being there, it's amazing because you're there amongst a lot of people that you look up to, or people that are popular in the, you know, music business, or people that are around as well. For a long time, like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting beside the likes of Bonnie Raitt and B.B. King, and you know, it's amazing.
You have to,
but it's a huge achievement. I mean, it is something that, you know, when you think of Donegal and you think of one family, and my sister Enya now has I think she's three Grammys now.
Mm-hmm.
So from one family, that there's so many Grammys within the one family in this area in Donegal.
It is,
yeah. My parents, they're fantastic, you know. Of course, you know, my dad's not there anymore, but you know, they were never too proud. They always just said, like, well done, you know, because pride is not the best thing in the world.
No.
But at the same time, in their hearts and everything, they just love the fact that we were always ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Donegal has a lot to do with that,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, tonight you're bringing us an Irish Christmas here in this beautiful St. Catherine's Church in Eindhoven.
Mm-hmm.
With an Irish Christmas, you say you want to capture a truly Celtic Christmas feeling. What does that feel?
Well, it's not going to be a Michael Bublé, you know, Christmas songs, for starters. So there are lots of Gaelic songs and some old Christmas Gaelic songs. One that's one of the oldest ones, a song called "Colly Ilianu, Sleep My Child," is one of the well-known oldest Christmas that's recorded in Ireland. Then there's a really old Franciscan one. The Franciscan monks very much retained a lot of literature and poetry and music and everything. And Cormac and I discovered this beautiful Christmas carol called "Gia da Vehe," "Welcome, My Lord." And then there's a song that I grew up singing in the church, you know, "Anihu Uda Mehel," which is "One Night in Bethlehem." So I like to bring very much a Celtic feel to it, but even well-known songs as well, like "God Rest You Merry Gentlemen," but it's with a flavor of a Celtic flavor. Yes. It's not like, it has very much connotations of kind of a feeling of a jiggy kind of thing through it, which is really nice. So I just hope, and you know, so far it's been really good, and people have loved the show. And as I said, it's, you know, it's not just all Christmas, because sometimes that can be boring as well. I include some of Canvas, I include some of Clannad, I include some of other songs. And so it's, I like when I put on a show to make the variety is so important, so people are just captivated, and I bring them on a journey, and so I bring them on a Christmas journey tonight with lots of Celtic kind of, you know, flares to it.
Yes, well, you have three more concerts after this one here in the Netherlands. And then you're going on tour with Clannad in February?
Yes, we are. When I go back as well after this, I have three more concerts in Ireland. One that I've been doing with the young Irish traditional players. We do one in Monkstown, which is really, really lovely. It's the 11th year I'm doing it. Then I do another one outside Dublin, and then I do one in Donegal, which is right beside my school that I went to. But in February, yes, Clannad. Clannad kind of got back together again about 6 or 7 years ago, and we went out on tour, and we were kind of in Europe and America and Australia and New Zealand and everywhere, and it was great. It was a big band, big drums and lots of keys and lots of sound and everything, and it was fantastic. So I suppose maybe because of my uncle Padraig passing away, we kind of looked at the big kind of band that we had, and we thought it'd be nice to break it down to bring it down to the what we started off with nearly. So we did some concerts in Donegal, and what we did was the four members, myself, Kieran, Paul, and Noel, and Aisling and Paul. And because they're so musical, and they were able to, they know the songs and they know Gaelic and everything. And it was so amazing. And then last July, it was my father's 50th anniversary when he opened the pub. And we also launched a new CD, a Clannad CD, but it's an old Clannad CD. It was a German company came to us and said that they discovered an old recording of a Bremen University, 1980. And when I heard this, when we heard this, we went, I don't want to hear it. I don't, you know, because you start thinking, oh my gosh, what were we like? And, you know, so we sat around the table and we put it on and we listened to it and we listened to it and we listened to it. And Kieran turned around and he says, my gosh, we were really tight, because we used to travel for 6 weeks at a time, you know, and all around Europe and that. And so when we were playing, it was, you know, because these recordings we couldn't touch, we couldn't add to it, we couldn't take away to it. So they had to be what it was. And they were really good. And there were songs on it that we never recorded, that we used to actually sing on stage. And so we decided to release it in July. So it's very much in keeping with, you know, it was just the five members on stage in 1980. And so it was very in keeping with the sound that we have now.
Yes.
We still do, you know, Robin of Sherwood and Harry's Game and everything, but more on an acoustic feel and everything,
yes.
And it's lovely. So this is the show that's coming out in February.
So that's
Germany
2.0 then.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's still the family, so which is really nice,
wow.
You know. So it's very exciting, actually, and I hope people will love what we're bringing, because, you know, as I said, we were out there with the big band. Everybody heard that.
Yes.
So it's nice to kind of have a turn on it, twist on
I'm
it.
Sure everyone will love it.
Yeah,
great. Well, this almost concludes this interview, Moya. Would you like to share a final message for our global audience?
Well, just that, you know, I appreciate so much everybody that's loved Clannad music and my music, and that I continue to make you feel good. There's a lot of people, you know, after the show, when I meet people, say that they came in, they might have been a bit sad, or they were busy lives and everything, and they were going out very happy and feeling very well and good with themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, that I hope to continue to bring goodwill and happiness to people with my music is really my purpose, and I love doing it, and I intend to do it as long as I can.
That's lovely. Well, we're really looking forward to your concert tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
Well done, you doing